Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center. innovativewellness.center, and use the code Sports Overnight America.
Happy Friday, folks, and welcome to another edition of First Touch here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network presented by Sports Overnight America. I am your host, Tyler Levine. Apologize for the voice a little under the weather today, but that is not going to stop us full force ahead. What a week it's been in the Club World Cup so far. I don't think anyone could have predicted the South American team starting off the tournament 10-0. They are yet to lose. I mean, we are talking major upsets here. Botafogo RJ takes down PSG yesterday. Flamengo beats Chelsea 3-1 today. And it's now Bayern Munich and Boca play tonight at 9 p.m., which... If it is anything like what I saw in person at the Hard Rock on Monday, shout out to Sports Byline as well for getting us there. But nonetheless, it's going to be magic. I mean, that atmosphere was absolutely insane. Players were flying all over the field. You could hear just pulling up to the stadium, putting my window down to pay for parking. It sounded like I was standing at midfield. It was so loud. It was unbelievable. And the fans are showing out, so I'm very intrigued for this 9 p.m. game. But again, yeah, just I mean the simple fact that you look across the standings and all you see is the South American teams up at the top. It's absolutely unbelievable. It's really cool to see. It's the power of the game. It's what we love about the World Cup. These upsets, getting to see players that we mostly, I mean. I don't watch South American games very often, if at all. I'm sure most of you listening probably don't as well. But, you know, we're going to see players in this tournament make moves at the end of summer to major teams. And we're going to talk about transfers as well on this episode of First Touch as well. Premier League transfers, headlines. We got a lot of debates going on. We got Trent Alexander-Arnold's debut for Real Madrid. If you saw it, you know where that's going. And we're going to cover it all here on First Touch. So do not move. We're coming right back, bringing on my co-host, Nico Beef Sauce, and we're ready to rock and roll here on First Touch. Don't move. We're coming right back.
Message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. Start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
Welcome back and happy Friday to another edition of First Touch here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm your host, Tyler Levine, alongside my man, Nico Beef Sauce. Nico, how are we doing?
My man, Tyler, I'm doing amazing. And as we said on the last episode, we are blessed with action. And I knew this tournament was going to have some upsets because only money's on the line. And it seems like some of these teams, although they're playing their starters, they don't have the same legs, do they?
They don't. And you know, one of the big questions going into this was, are we going to see teams starting the, you know, these big teams, PSG, Atletico Madrid, City, starting their main guys? And that was answered very quickly. Yep. I mean, the PSG Atletico Madrid game, PSG outside of Dembele started their Champions League winning lineup, and it showed. I mean, that game was absolutely. I think they were plus 100. I bet them. I saw that. I took them. I hammered them, and it was just absolutely free. They went 4-0. Didn't blink in their opening game. Started a very strong lineup. Atletico Madrid had a red card in there, which obviously makes it a lot more difficult, especially against a team like PSG. But do you expect, I mean, the other side of this also, the other game that day was Bayern Munich 10-0. Auckland City FC 10-0. I forgot to write that down, but just got a glimpse of it. So Bayern and PSG are not messing around. Do you expect them to be ultimately the two teams that are going to contend? I think that they were probably of the teams in the tournament the strongest throughout their European campaigns and you know, leagues and everything like that. So are those the two to keep an eye on for you?
The thing is, PSG and City have started the strongest, and I heard that winning this trophy, winning this league, will award the winner about $100 million, which is no small amount of money, and these teams would absolutely love to have it. That's like the equivalent of selling, you know, a world-class player from your team. So, absolutely, I see them going for it, and I did say earlier on last Friday, actually, that City not winning anything this year is going to give them some extra motivation for this one.
100%. Let's talk Boca Benfica. I was at the game. It ended 2-2. It was just absolutely insane. There were two goals in the first 22 minutes, as well as a red card for Ander Herrera. Di Maria converted from the penalty spot to make it 2-1 before halftime. Bellotti picked up a red card for Benfica in the 70th. Otamendi scored, made it 2-2 in the 84th. I mean, it was the Argentinian legends who got it done for Benfica and kept them in this game. There were three total red cards. Boca picked up another red card in the 88th minute. So three red cards, four goals, 2-2 draw in what was one of the most unbelievable atmospheres that I have ever witnessed. It's by far the best atmosphere in the States for any sporting event I've been to. Obviously, you go overseas into England and all across Europe, you get very similar atmosphere to South America as well. But for I think in that stadium, in the Hard Rock Stadium, it's by far, it has to be the craziest sporting event with fans.
Yeah.
Maybe outside the Copa America, which is kind of the same vibe. But when I tell you, not a single person was sitting the entire game. The sun was blaring. It was hot, and it stopped absolutely nobody. Children being held on their parents' shoulders. You know, young kids knowing all the songs, singing, chanting the whole time, going crazy. I mean, when I got there a little late because the traffic in Miami is just criminal. But and I was walking in as the first goal was scored, and it was deafening. I mean, pulling up, I alluded to it earlier on. I was pulled in to pay the parking attendant, and I unroll my window, and I'm like, what is that noise? And all of a sudden, I realized, I'm like, oh my God, that's inside the stadium, and I'm pretty deep from the stadium parking wise. It was shocking, but what a great game. And let's just kind of use this to pile on, and then I want to hear your take on this. These South American teams, Brazilian teams, I believe I saw a stat, they're 10-0. They have not lost.
Yep.
None of them have lost. I mean, and we're seeing crazy upsets, and it seems like just a different style of play. And more importantly, one of the biggest questions so far about this Club World Cup, and we're going to get to this in the second segment, is the attendance. And these Brazilian and South American teams, Argentinian teams, are showing out. Their fans are nuts. So,
yeah,
I know it's a loaded question, but your take on this game, on the fans thus far for those South American teams and all that. Let's hear it.
Phenomenal game, and I will say that the biggest denominating factor, there's two of them for this tournament, and they're highly favoring South American teams. Number one, you are playing on the side of the world where you're going to have a lot more South American fans than you will have European. Number two, the South American leagues, like the league in Brazil, for example, is about midway through. These players are about to ramp up and, you know what I mean, like play those tough games in their respective leagues, whereas the European leagues have just ended. The workload that these players have on their legs is massively different. So that's going to be a crazy denominating factor. I do love the fans. I do love the South American atmosphere. And if I have any hopes, is that this tournament as a whole is going to warm up the United States of America for the World Cup that is to come, because that's going to be absolutely epic.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about that World Cup 2026 and the attendance of this Club World Cup thus far. Let's transition into, I guess you could consider it an upset. It's not that, you know, they lost, it ended in a draw, but Real Madrid won, Al Hilal won as well. Trent Alexander-Arnold debut that he will want to forget. Twitter was in an absolute frenzy of all the memes, that, you know, Real Madrid trying to return Trent to Liverpool. I'm pulling it up right now. He had a 6.8 match rating, 0 goals, 0 assists. He had 0 tackles. It was a mess. 1 out of 4 ground duels won, 0 out of 1 aerial duels, 1 foul committed. The goal was let up on his side. And look, Al Hilal looked good. I mean, their passing was on point, good movement, and ultimately they hold Madrid to this is their first non-win, I believe, in 12 Club World Cup games. So your thoughts on Trent, his debut, and Real Madrid as they go on in this tournament?
I think that Madrid, you know, warming up to this transfer, there was a lot of talks about Trent Alexander-Arnold getting paid a little bit extra money and Liverpool getting a little bit extra money if they were going to let Trent Alexander-Arnold go to Madrid earlier to play on this tournament. So his appearance obviously was not so great. I don't expect him to have amazing games right off the bat. But my opinion about him, man, is that like he's played his best years of football at Liverpool. So to be honest with you, I expect him to still be class in Real Madrid. I expect him to still win some trophies. But I don't know. I don't know what expectations people have from Trent, because, you know, how is his defensive ability going to get better as he gets older? I see him getting better in attack and being more prominent to, you know, get good crosses in and shots. But his defensive capabilities, man, I don't know. They're not getting any better.
But is that what they need right now? I mean, for me, I said this a couple weeks ago, with Xabi Alonso's system that he played at Leverkusen, he would be a much better right wing back than a right back. And you look at the struggles that Real Madrid had at right back. I mean, they had to have Valverde playing there all season. Yeah. He's much better further up the pitch, getting shots on goal and creating chances. So, you look at that. I mean, the back line for Madrid, Alexander-Arnold, Asensio, Huijsen, and Garcia, I just see it as a whole. And you look at, their main rival in the league is Barcelona, and their attack is just nasty. They're about to sign Nico Williams as well. So it's like, what's that going to look like? I'm very curious.
I'll be honest with you, man. I don't think the Madrid last year had any issues offensively. All of their issues came on the defensive end of the field. And if you ask me, they need Trent to play better defense than he played his entire career. Because he's not known for beating people one-on-one on the defensive end. It's as simple as that.
No, I mean, we all know what he's known for. He's known for his passing ability exactly. his dead ball. Opportunities. The other thing, real quick, I wanted to just chat with you just 2 seconds about this. Did you see the rule change of the goalkeeper? If you hold the ball for 8 seconds, the other team gets a corner kick. You saw that?
Yeah, I did.
Crazy.
See that.
I love it. I think it's a really cool rule. And let's start the next segment off with that. Actually, so we come right back. We're gonna chat this new rule. We'll chat the Club World Cup attendance, World Cup 2026. What that's gonna look like. I'm excited. It's a great Friday, folks. So hang in there. We're coming right back here on First Touch.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Welcome back to First Touch here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Sports Overnight America. I'm your host, Todd Levine, along with Nico Beefsauce. Nico, before we get into the rule changes and the attendance stuff, let's chat about this real quick. Inter-Miami yesterday beat Porto 2-1. They were down 1-0 8 minutes in. They scored 2 second-half goals, a brilliant goal from Lionel Messi. I believe I saw they were the first CONCACAF team to ever beat a team in Europe's top 5 leagues, so a little piece of history. And they get on the board in the group, which is obviously important. Commercially speaking, FIFA will want Inter Miami to go as far as they can. Messi's obviously probably the largest marketing aspect of this whole Club World Cup. They sit second in their group behind Palmeiras, level on points, down just one goal on the goal differential. Your thoughts on Inter Miami? Their opening game was a dud 0-0 draw. But they get it done against Porto.
Hey, listen, the only thing that got left for me from that game was Luis Suarez. The guy has no knees, no ankles. His face is all droopy to the left. And the guy is still chasing after balls and fighting with defenders at this age and at this stage of his career. Who does not admire that for Luis Suarez? But Lionel Messi, man, what a player. I mean, the guy just stayed on the field for 90 minutes. Obviously, he's not going to run like crazy. Amazing free kick. I think there's a massive error from the keeper on that free kick wall set as well. But massive win for them. I mean, they're going to advertise this for as long as they can, because Porto is not a little team in Europe at all.
No, definitely not. They're a Champions League winning club, so
exactly.
It's more than Arsenal can say. Nonetheless, ESG blinked for the first time, I don't know what, in a year. They lost 1-0 to Botafogo. Botafogo RJ. What do you think? Is this just they're kind of like, hey, were they not there mentally? Like, what's going on here? Because they
again. You're going to see these results, man. Like, these South American teams are playing in front of thousands and thousands of fans. How many PSG fans were in that arena? Is that an excuse? No, but it's a denominating factor in these games. And that's why I've stayed away from betting any of these games, because I truly don't know what to expect. I expect PSG to keep playing. I also heard that Luis Enrique is making them do light training in the morning, and the entire day is all relaxation. He's not pushing them at all. He's not having intense tactic, watches for these games. They're basically just going in there and just enjoying the game.
I mean, can you blame them, though? Like, if there's anyone who's upset, I mean, they won the quadruple. They won everything there is to win. Champions League winners for the first time. Then they can't even really celebrate over the summer. This is normally holiday. They're back to work, so I don't blame him. I saw a video of him walking around the pitch, no shoes, shirt off, getting the sun, grounding himself. I love it personally, but I don't blame him at all. I would be doing the exact same thing, because what do they really have to gain from this? I think that if you look at it, if you ran down the list of teams in the tournament and said, okay, who has the most to gain and really the least to gain? PSG's dead last. Like, they
100%.
They don't need the money. They're probably one of the richest clubs in the world who just won the Champions League and everything else. Like, they don't need anything from this.
It's simply for me.
I'm not going to say they're there because it's a marketing ploy. Like, they deserve to be there, obviously, but they don't care about winning this. I'm just
throwing
that out there. They don't like to win it because they're all competitors, but. It's not like it doesn't mean the same for them that it does for a lot of these other teams. One of those teams being Flamengo, who beat Chelsea 3-1 today. They went down 1-0 in the 13th minute. They scored in the 62nd and 65th. Nicholas Jackson sent off in the 68th. Pretty terrible timing to get a red card.
Especially coming in for 5 minutes and getting a red card.
What are we doing here, man? What do they keep him, or is he getting sold this summer, do you think?
I really think that he should get sold, man. I really think he's not a world-class striker, and his antics and the stuff that he does that, like, off the field and his training antics, I feel like they're just, like, He's begging to go away. Yeah, he's just terrible.
I think he just sucks. I think it's just black and white. He's just trash. Like, he's just not – he just isn't good. I mean, his highlight reel, if we can call it that, for his missed goals is unbelievable. It rivals Darwin Nunez, which I didn't think I would ever be able to say. Nonetheless, we got two games tonight, LAFC versus Esperance and Bayern Munich versus Boca Juniors, 9 p.m., which I spoke about yesterday, which is just – that game, I'm telling you now, is going to be fun to watch. It's going to be very exciting. Now, obviously, something to consider – Boca had 3 red cards in the last game, so they probably are going to be down a couple guys. But that, if the environment is anything like it was when I was at the game, it's going to be absolutely insane. I believe they're playing down in Miami again. No?
They should be. Where huge fan base there. A lot of Argentinians, you know.
That's perfect. Yeah, I'm going to my girlfriend's mother's house for dinner, and I have to drive right that way. So I will be in – I just found out in live time here on First Touch that I will be sitting in an obscene amount of traffic. All right, nonetheless, let's talk about this real quick. The attendance for the Club World Cup. I mean, the pictures are not great. The statistics, I think, for the Mercedes-Benz Stadium, they sold like 20,000 tickets out of a possible 80,000. Mm-hmm. Outside of the South American fans, it's been kind of dead. Now, I will say, I saw a tweet about this, and you know, it was like people are wondering why the World Cup, Club World Cup attendance is low. Maybe it's because they're having games on Tuesday at noon. Like,
yeah, exactly.
That doesn't really make a lot of sense to me. Even the game that I went to, it was, you know, it's a Monday at 6 p.m., which getting there, if you're leaving work at 5 with traffic, it's impossible. You're not getting there until halftime, and then it's like, okay, we're going to spend the money to do that. A lot of people aren't willing to do something like that. So,
and tickets aren't cheap either.
No, they're not. And I just like I can't understand the logic behind this. There's nothing else going on right now. It's that no other sports are using the arenas.
Brother, there is logic behind it. They are trying to finish this tournament in record-breaking time. That's why they're having all these everyday days happening. They're not interest, like the money from the sponsors and everybody that's put this together, it's already in the pocket. All they have to do is get it done. And I feel like the time is a really big stressor for them, because the European teams especially, they want their players to rest. They have qualifiers next.
Yeah, that's facts. What do you know? I mean, I honestly haven't really looked into it because this is obviously all very new. How often are they going to be doing this? Is this going to be like kind of like an every 4-year thing, just like the World Cup?
I think that they're going to set a timeline for it, yeah, because the money that it's generating is absolutely ludicrous. And as long as the teams keep agreeing to it, they're going to put it together 1,000,000%. Like, can you imagine a team with financial trouble like Barcelona right now, if they were playing in this tournament and $100 million is on the line for the winner, they'd be going for it, 1,000,000%.
But let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. The players... That money goes to the club. Like, how much, like, you're talking, let's use this Barcelona team, for example, or even this PSG team. Do you think, and this is a genuine question, like, do you think that the players actually care how much money the club is going to make for winning, or versus, like, they just played a rigorous season for 8 straight months? This is normally their time to spend with their families, and at the end of this, they're right back to work. Like, you know, the workload that these guys are put under is absolutely unbelievable. And like, at what point do you think that they really truly care? And that's a thought in the player's mind. Now, obviously, the club, maybe the manager, it's a lot different. But like, how much do you think these players are actually invested in the financial aspect of the tournament?
I think that's like a team-to-team basis, because if I was the president of the team and I knew that winning this tournament was going to net me 150 mil, I would say, hey, you guys get this amount of money if you win it. If you guys want, go for it. But it's like, you're right about this. Like, I don't think that the players are remotely even interested in these games. Like, they're not putting their legs in fire. Some of these players, they hope to get transfers. Like, if you get injured right now and you get a really bad injury, you're not going to go to sign for another team. Some other players are probably dealing with injuries from the really big season that they had, and they're thinking to themselves, damn, I'm going to play bad so I can rest, so I can sit on the bench.
I'll say it now, and obviously I hope that I'm wrong, but you got to think that there's going to be somebody that has an injury that puts them out for months and months and months into the season, And, like, that's going to drive the club and the player absolutely insane. Like, yep. It's just and it's tough, man. They really – the workload that the football players in Europe and around the world are put under is like nothing else. There's not another sport that you can find that puts players through – I mean, the off season for NBA, NFL, MLB, it's months and months and months. Like –
Yeah, it's crazy.
They sometimes have like a couple weeks off. Like at the end of the Euros last year, like Rodri and Phil Foden missed the first four games because Pep was like, they need to rest. Like, it's insane. They have the League Cup, the FA Cup, the Champions League, Europa League, Club World Cup, this, that, friendlies. I mean, Manchester United, when their season ended, they went right onto a plane to like Malaysia to play two games. Granted, they had to because they needed the money. Because we're poor and bad, but it's a very interesting concept. Now, let me ask you this: with the attendance of the Club World Cup being somewhat of a concern, do you think it will be an issue for the World Cup coming up next summer in 2026?
No, not at all, because I do think that for your country, like these people that will buy tickets ahead of time, they will make time and those games will be absolutely packed, especially for the South American teams and United States, of course, hoping that they absolutely are going to stand behind their team. I think the stadium and the atmosphere is going to be completely different. I love the flair of the clubs. I love that.
Yeah, I do too. I think I didn't think that I would like this tournament as much as I do, but you know, it is cool with the clubs versus the countries. But let's continue on. Coming up next on First Thoughts, we're gonna do headlines, transfers, and a little more World Cup talk. I'm Errol Salamine, along with Nico Bisos, coming right back.
Now at Verizon, we have some big news for your peace of mind. For all our customers, existing and new, we're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan and my home. That's future you peace of mind. And everyone can save on a brand new phone on my plan when you trade in any phone from one of our top brands. That's new phone peace of mind. Because at Verizon, whether you're already a customer or you're just joining us, we got you. Visit Verizon today. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply for all offers.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Welcome back to First Touch here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm your host, Tyler Levine, along with Nico Beef Sauce, talking some Club World Cup, World Cup next summer. And Nico, you said something and I completely agree. I don't think there's going to be any issue. In fact, I think that the lack of attendance at the Club World Cup is actually probably more of a problem for the law enforcement and stadium officials, who probably are thinking to themselves, oh, if this World Cup's not going to be that crazy, this isn't going to be nice. Let me remind them that, especially for the Miami locations, I was talking about this with my girlfriend yesterday. I'm like, dude, that Copa America final with Colombia and Argentina, I said I was very curious to see how the pot and the seating is going to work out with who's going to be at the Miami location for the group stages. Because if it is one of these South American teams, there is a massive, massive, massive Argentinian, Colombian fan bases down here, and if those see Brazilian as well, like if those teams are here, it's going to be crazy. Let alone if they end up in the same group. I mean, there was $5 million worth of damage under the stadium at the Copa America. So I think the World Cup 2026 will not be an open seat in any stadium for any game.
No.
It will be sold out from game one to the final. I was looking at tickets for the final. I was curious about the pricing, and it is crazy. You're talking like center field, midfield, up in that 100, 200 level section suites for like $250,000.
That's crazy.
So, yeah, it's nuts, man. But you know that's what sports is nowadays. It's for the suits, not for the common man. But that's for a conversation for another day. All right, let's get into some of the headlines. Transfers, all that stuff. Liverpool officially, Wirtz is done. He has signed. Here we go, official from Fabrizio. And Liverpool have not stopped. They continue on with their dominant transfer window. They get Kerkez from Bournemouth, $40 million left back, the perfect replacement for an aging Andy Robertson, in my opinion.
Yep.
I mean, this guy lit it up all season long. He can pass, he can dribble, he can shoot, he can defend. He's a little menace. I mean, Liverpool legitimately addressed every single need that they had in the first 3 weeks of summer.
Like, incredible.
Anything other than this is just a bonus. Like, they don't need to do anything else. They just won the league, and they're already just hunting. They filled every hole. Anything else, again, is a bonus. Anything else is a bonus, and it's funny.
Well, there's one more.
Go ahead.
There's one more. There's the striker hole. They need a striker. They're going to sign a striker, and the name that's being rumored to go there would make the Premier League boring again, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I was going to... It's Isak. That's who's rumored. I mean, but it doesn't matter. Of all the available strikers to get, if they sign any of them, they're for me the favorite in the league. Whether they get Gyökeres, whether they get Osimhen, whether they get Isak.
But if you don't mind me saying this, there's a massive difference between signing Gyökeres, Osimhen, or Isak, and the massive difference is that Isak is Premier League proven. I mean,
yeah,
the guy
100%, 100%.
Yeah, that is like, I mean, when you put those guys together, you're not going to say, oh, yeah, I'd be sad if I got Gyökeres. But being a top goal scorer in the Portuguese league, or making a huge splash in the Italian league and playing in Turkey for a year, is nowhere near the level of football that Isak played. Because let's not forget, Newcastle was only a couple wins away from finishing like in top two. Like, they had an amazing season.
I rate Isak higher than both of them, regardless, just in general. Like, it doesn't matter what team. We could be talking about who Real Madrid should sign. If they were in the market for a striker and they were saying these are the three you could get, I'd say sign Isak. I think he's better. I think he is probably a top five striker in world football. And I don't say that lightly. I say that with my chest. He can do everything. And he's quick. He has power. His only issue is the injuries can be an issue for him. But if he can stay healthy, Izak is the man. And you gotta wonder though, like, what are Newcastle doing? They have all the money in the world. Do you sell and cash in? Like, they don't need the money. They have Champions League football, I believe. No.
Yeah, I mean, that is the biggest question that they need to answer, and I feel like the move for Izak is going to depend a lot on Izak himself. Because if Izak says, hey, a transfer inquiry came from Liverpool, and Izak says, please sell me there, Newcastle, I feel like they wouldn't get in the way of that, because nobody wants to keep a player that doesn't want to play for the club.
I 100% agree.
Yeah, on the contrary, if a lot of transfer inquiries are coming in and Izak's saying, I'm not interested, then that helps Newcastle make a decision. Because for a team that doesn't need any money, that is the only denominator fact. What does the player want?
I'd like to see Newcastle. Like, if I'm a Newcastle fan, I'd be kind of, you know, a little upset right now. Like, are they serious about going for it? Like, that's the question. And if they sell him, I don't think they are. Like, they are finally in a position where, like, realistically speaking, they could go and sign five studs and challenge for the title and challenge for Champions League. You know what I mean? But
yeah,
you know what I mean? Their roster's not strong enough right now, but they could make it stronger. And the allure of Newcastle, like, Newcastle's a big club, dude. They got a sick stadium. They have awesome, passionate fans. It's like, it's very weird for me, because it's like they're kind of holding themselves back by not acting like a big club.
Experience is a big thing, Tyler. This is the first time in forever that they've been in a position where they have a player that they can sell for 120 mil. I don't know what's the last time. I mean, the last biggest signing was Maxim, that he went to the Saudi. He was a big signing for them that they sold for, like, I don't think, like 30 million. And they also have Champions League football, which we saw how it affected Villa. It affected Villa in a massive way, because I also thought that Villa, the last transfer window that they had, they didn't do much. And Emery kind of played it safe. You know, he didn't make a lot of big moves, and he sold a player. So it's all on them, man. It's all on them.
It is interesting, I'll tell you that. All right, Nico Williams wants Barca. They are working on contracts. He has said that he will not negotiate with any other club while the opportunity to join Barcelona exists, which makes complete sense. He's Spanish. His homie, Lamine Yamal, plays there. It makes sense. It fits. That's where he should be. It's just, for me, we spoke about this last week. Like, how's that going to work? Like, well, you had Rafinha, who just had the season of his career. You think they're going to keep both? Like, they're financially speaking, I don't know how they could. Do they sell Rafinha and bring in Nico Williams? But, I mean, it's kind of a risky bet, no? I mean,
you know what is the only thing that comes to my mind about this move from Barcelona is that, number one, they might get rid of Lewandowski, a player that's 35 years old and still getting paid $15 million. Congratulations to the dummy that made that mistake when they signed him. And we might see Barcelona play with three guys up top that neither of them is a striker. I said the same thing on the last show, because Rafinha seems to be having the best time of his life. Nico Williams and Yamal are clearly one of the two most promising players in Spanish football and in European football, of course. So we might see three up top, just like PSG. No striker.
Has Hansi Flick ever done that?
He's never done that. German coaches like to play with a true center forward, like a left.
That's what I was thinking. It would be like, yeah. If this was Luis Enrique, that's exactly what I would be expecting.
But
I
mean, you know what's crazy though, Tyler, that all those three guys, if they were to play Rafinha, Nico Williams, and Yamal, all these three guys can score. So they're not wingers without scoring capabilities. So I don't know.
It's going to be interesting to see, that's for sure. But I will say, if there is a team that can play without a number nine, I mean, historically speaking, it's Barca, and it's a very Spanish. It's a very Spanish way of playing. So when you, and obviously Rafinha is Brazilian, but it translates in terms of play style. Where I and you look at the midfield, Pedri and De Jong, Like they can put the balls into the places that they need to be. Gavi, that Barcelona team is very dangerous. And I actually, for me, aesthetically, as a fan, I actually like watching that style of play more myself. I like that false nine, players interchanging, pressing all over the place, quick passes, tiki-taka. Yeah. It's very fun to watch. So I'm intrigued just simply because of the financial aspect of this. Speaking of financial decisions, Jadon Sancho refuses to lower wage demands of $300K a week. Where does he get off, man?
Listen, Jadon Sancho, he hates Manchester United. Like, the guy went from Dortmund, from playing, you know, top-level football, to going into a club where the fans were basically booing him towards the exit that he had. And oh, I feel like this...
God, dude.
I feel like this is one of these things that people don't really consider when they're booing a player, that him hating the club can have a lot of negative consequences. Obviously, Erik ten Hag was not a guy that he got along with. I would see Manchester United selling this guy for anything. Him and Anthony are probably going to go.
But what I don't understand is, does he not want to play? Like, you want to just sit at home and get... like
not at United.
Does he have no desire to do anything or to accomplish anything? Like, that's for me where I'm, like, confused. Like, if someone offered me $300K, we could sit at home, I'd say, absolutely, that's no doubt. Where do I sign up? But, like, he's a professional footballer, you know what I mean? Like, these guys have desires. They want to win things. They want to perform. They want to play. It's, you know, this is for the love of the game. But maybe, I mean, is he just not that guy? He's just like, screw it. I don't care about having a career that people remember. I mean, in terms of career flops, into like potential to where they are today, there are few that have failed as epically as Jadon Sancho. Dele Alli comes to mind. He was being touted as the next big thing.
Modric.
It's just like Modric, not as much. Like, he had the good season at Shakhtar, but I mean, Jadon Sancho was balling at Dortmund, like balling.
Him and Holland.
Yeah, now he's a couch potato. Like, what are we talking?
It's just, I know, but you know, as you said before, man, like, somebody's signing you on for $300K, you don't want to make any less than that. And I feel like unless they present him with an offer for a team that he would love to play for, he's going to sit on that contract for as long as he can. Generational wealth.
I did see that Juventus were interested in him. I mean, I would take anything. Take the loss. I would sell him for $2 million, $5 million. I don't care. Anything. I'd trade him for a bag of balls at this point. Like,
to get rid
point?
Of that contact?
Yeah, it's just like, what are we doing here? Like, you can't, you're a professional football player. Like, go play the game. Don't just sit at home. It's so weak and pathetic.
I agree.
Speaking of people who are going to be leaving United, Rashford, Sancho, Anthony, Garnacho, all out for sure. I don't know. Rashford, Sancho, Anthony have to go. Garnacho, I could see an argument for keeping around. He's so young, and it's not like he's on some massive contract yet. He works hard. Did he perform the way I wanted him to this season? No, but I don't know. I just have a feeling that he's gonna turn into something really, really special. But on the flip side of this, if Amrim's the guy, he doesn't really have a spot. He's a true, true winger. Like, that is, he gets the ball and takes people on. That inside role, I don't think really favors him.
You know who is rumored for Rashford is Barcelona. It's rumored that Rashford really wants to go to Barcelona and be the center forward that Barcelona doesn't have right now.
Oh, now he wants to be a center forward. Now,
yes.
Dude, these guys, man, it's so insane. So insane to me. Just absolutely crazy. There's some other Manchester United news that came out with Sir Jim Ratcliffe. We're going to get to that in the two-minute drill here coming up next. So stand by. We'll chat a little bit of United before we send you guys off for a great weekend. First Touch continues on up next. Do not move. We're coming right back.
We'll be right back. Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
All right, time for the two-minute drill here on First Touch here with your host, Ty Levine and Nico Bisoff. Nico, it was reported that Sir Jim Ratcliffe injected, I think it was $225 million into the club, which brought their availability to spend from, I think it was like $15 million to $115 million or so. That's not including, obviously, if they sell players, which would raise that ceiling. But, I mean, a necessary move, obviously, after the season we just had where we can't work with 15 M's. That's not going to get the job done to overhaul this squad, and that's not even enough. I mean, I saw that we are going to be shedding at least 10 players, free agents who will not be re-signing. Obviously, I just listed off Rashford, Sancho, Anthony, and Garnacho, all rumored to be out, and Omri wants them out ASAP. The Mbeumo deal still isn't done. I'm wondering if it's, you know, waiting for this type of stuff to get done to figure it out, but your thoughts on Sir Jim Ratcliffe's move and what needs to happen this summer for Manchester United?
I think United needs to focus on bringing in players that want to follow Amorim and be soldiers for him. I do think that United is extremely unlucky because I don't know if you saw the Premier League fixtures. The schedule came out about a week ago.
Yep, and United, hardest schedule.
Arsenal, Fulham, City, Chelsea, Brentford, and Liverpool in their first 8 games.
Like,
so,
dude, what is that? Why? Why? Why?
How to start the season?
I don't care if we sign 100 players. It's going to be a terrible start to the season. And what's going to happen, just like it always does, we're going to get off to a rough start to the season, and then everyone's going to be like, oh, Amorim's not the guy. Like, I don't know, man. How much
good luck to United fans.
It's just, on the flip side, we have an opportunity to do something insane And people might be calling Amarim the GOAT after the first 8 games. It's going either he's out or he's the GOAT. Nonetheless, next Friday, we got more Club World Cup, more transfers, more headlines. We got it all here on First Touch. So thank you, as always, for tuning in here on First Touch. I'm your host, Tyler Levine, along with Nico Bisos. We will see you next Friday at 5 Eastern. Have a great weekend, folks.